Preface. Have you ever wondered what this life is about? Have you wondered why you have life? Have you ever wondered why you have this physical body? Well, I can tell you that we are living in these physical bodies so we may encounter the truth through them, the truth of what we are. We are consciousness, energy, and vibrations of warmth that continually expand into the universe eternally. We were born to realize that we are consciousness and vibrations of warmth. My name is Tomokichi Taike, and for many years I have been speaking about this warmth we are. The warmth that we are is what I want to explain to you in this book. Our existence is energy and consciousness. It is something absolutely different from our physical and material bodies. This is the knowledge I want to share with everyone. These uncoverings, these discoveries of true joy, happiness, and contentment are within everyone's hearts. I have been speaking for more than 25 years about this journey of consciousness, and the only message that I want to communicate to everyone is we are consciousness and we are one. We are all vibrations of energy and warmth within. Through these messages, I want you to open your heart and feel the consciousness and feel the vibrations of warmth, the energy that surrounds us, connects us, and that is intertwined in everything. Please feel the energy of the words with your heart. Don't analyze too much, questioning the logic of what I say. Please concentrate on the energy of the words, and please try to feel the energy of the warmth that permeate this book. I want you to feel the warmth that this book is conveying. I want to emphasize that this physical world isn't a world of suffering. We don't live in this material world to suffer, but to open our hearts so that the truth and warmth within may be revealed. I have found incredible happiness in my heart, and it is a joy that I want everyone to feel. My sole purpose has been to share the knowledge I have discovered in my heart, because I want everyone to return to the joy in their own hearts. I am waiting in my heart for everyone, and your own heart is waiting for you. Of my material life, I cannot say that my years of living have been struggle-free. My many years as a schoolteacher and principal in Japan were years of hard times and struggle. For decades, I had been exposed to many distresses and issues of suffering in families of my students, in my own family, and friends. I had struggled with many negative thoughts, striving to be something in this physical world, wanting more control over my life and the lives of others. However, at some point I realized this was not the whole world. I wasn't seeing the true world. I felt like there were answers to be had in my heart, and that is when I began Mother's Reflection purposefully. I thought if I began to remember about my mother purposefully, it would lead to some answers. And indeed, slowly, the answers became apparent in my heart. I began to understand that my life's experiences were opportunities for me to do my own reflection and feel my true heart. Those were opportunities for me to open my heart. And after making discoveries of truth in my heart, I knew then what path I must take. I knew I must take this path to spread the joy in Japan. I also knew that through speaking about this true purpose with others, another path would appear, and I believed that strongly in my heart. So I quit my job as a school principal. Now, looking back, I am convinced that believing in my own heart has not failed me, because I clearly see the path ahead of us. I realize that the truth is in my heart, and I realize that the truth is in everyone's heart, and it is accessible by everyone. I hope this book finds you and speaks to your heart. I hope that through this book you will feel an inkling of the truth that I am communicating. I want people to wake up and realize what their true existence is. I want people to remember their purpose, why they are born, and remember that this material life isn't all that exists. This physical life is a mask. It is an aid to realize your true heart within, and this is what I have dedicated my life to. Over the past 25 years, I have studied and grown with everyone, and now the truth is clearer than it has ever been. I would like you to reach this point. I am not special. I am just like you. Maybe I was more diligent and fastidious and knew my purpose. I never wavered in the thought that my true purpose was to discover this warmth. I have to say wholeheartedly that it's been a worthwhile endeavor because now a few people have begun to realize the truth of their heart. So I know that my efforts have not been in vain. I ask that you return to your heart of warmth. I don't ask anything of you in return. I don't want anything from you. I only want you to find happiness and joy in your heart and to remember that you are energy and that we are all connected. The sooner you realize that, the more joy you will feel in your heart, the less you will struggle in your life. You will realize all pain and suffering in this life is an act of joy, and it is a volcano of joy. Pain and suffering is a volcano of joy. I hope this book finds you well, and I hope you will feel something in your heart, not just your brain. Please be open to the language we use in this book. Please be open to the feelings that may arise within you. Don't be afraid, because the truth is nothing to fear. I want you to open your heart and feel the waves and the energy that is being communicated. I know you will feel something in your heart, and I invite you to pursue that. Please don't be afraid. Your heart has been waiting for the truth. Let's embark on this journey of joy together and discover the truth of our existence. Thank you. Tomokichi Taike. My name is Jenny Lai, and I have been involved in this study for more than 20 years. When I first met Mr. Taike in Los Angeles, I was quite young, maybe 14 or 15. I remember my mother coming home from one of these talks by Mr. Taike. She explained to me the concept of reincarnation and consciousness. I was intrigued and I wanted to know more because even at such a young age, I felt depressed and suicidal. I couldn't understand why life was worth living and felt I was wallowing in the depths of my suffering. I always felt dissatisfied, sad, and lonely in my heart, constantly questioning the reasons for my existence. However, the talks of Mr. Taike spoke of an eternal consciousness, and that warmth was our true existence. With my interest piqued, I decided to attend one of these lectures myself. I remember feeling a shock of warmth in my heart the first time Mr. Taike and I met. I felt something very different and warm surrounding me, and I remember feeling very drawn to Mr. Taike. Being so young, it wasn't difficult not to question. When you are young, you have the wisdom to just pursue what tugs at your heart. That is what I did, I just pursued. My mother translated Mr. Taike's lectures because I didn't speak an ounce of Japanese at the time. He spoke of mother and the importance of reflecting on mother, and that after doing this, you would feel something within yourself. I felt that I had nothing to lose and everything to gain, so I gave it a go and began to keep a journal. This journal was filled with reflections on life and on mother. And after writing in about 10 yellow legal pads, I slowly began to feel something in my heart. The feelings arising in my heart were something that I could not ignore. I would spontaneously weep and feel shocks of warmth, and more importantly, more contentment in my physical life. So I kept writing in my journal, doing meditation, and attending talks in Japan when I could. Here I am, 20-plus years later, speaking of this journey of joy and truth. Walking on this path, I have found such profound joy, warmth, and contentment. I, too, invite you to take the time to pursue this, if this is something that touches and moves you. Have the innocence, which means keeping an open mind and heart, and the willingness to be an escort to your heart. In this book, some of the language may not make sense, and the experiences sound strange. But I invite you, if you feel something, to take the first step to understand the truth by reflecting on Mother. After you have done a few exercises, decide for yourself whether this is a journey you would like to undertake. I promise you will not regret that you did, and I invite you to begin this journey of joy with us. Thank you, Jenny Lai. How this book is different from other books. This book is not like a lot of other books. It isn't Jenny Lai's brain writing this book. This book is written through channeling. Don't think of channeling as something strange or even extraordinary, because it is not. Jenny Lai is like a radio picking up the frequency of warmth and then broadcasting that frequency. Being a channeler is nothing special. Anyone can be a receptacle, a medium, or channeler, receiving messages. I, Jenny Lai, have only been a messenger, and by aligning my heart with the warmth, I received the messages and the guidance to write the book from within. I have only turned my heart to the warmth and let that speak with my voice. The consciousness of Tomekichi Taike can speak through anyone, because the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike is everyone. It is that which we refer to as our heart of warmth. The channeler can tune into each individual because we are all one consciousness at the core. We are one energy. First, as you do more meditation and reflection and become aware of the warmth, then it takes only practice to give voice to the messages from the heart of warmth. Once you realize this world of consciousness and you align your heart to the warmth, then you are able to receive the messages from the core of warmth. The core warmth is always communicating to your heart. When we are able to align our hearts to the warmth, we can receive messages from the warmth of our core being. Warmth. Consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. Your true consciousness is warmth. It is synonymous with the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike and Albert Rockefeller. It is you and me. These are all words, and we are all one consciousness. We have physical bodies that separate us, but in the world of consciousness, we are one entity. One warm heart, ever expansive and ever growing. This is our truth. Why do we use these names to speak of the warmth within, our true consciousness? Is it because the physical Tomekichi Taike is so special? He is not special. The physical Tomekichi Taike is not the same as the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. The physical Tomokichi Taike is just an old grandfather. The consciousness of Tomokichi Taike is different because his heart is 100% aligned with the world of consciousness. When you align your heart to this consciousness, you will feel the warmth of Mother. Furthermore, Albert Rockefeller will be the reincarnation of Tomokichi Taike, who has the same consciousness. So Tomokichi Taike and Albert Rockefeller are essentially the same. Messages from the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike merely means messages from the core of warmth within everyone. Historically, words such as God have an associated meaning. We are speaking of the semantics of the word. For example, whenever you use the word God, you automatically think of a higher power, the Christian God, or something like that. So, in this study, we could say we are all God within. However, people have a tendency, without knowing it, to associate God with the Christian God. And this is what we want to avoid. So, when you take a word such as Tomokichi Taike that has really no associated meaning, you can create new meaning. There is no history of this word, so there is no mistaken meaning. In this book, the only thing to be clear about is that messages are from the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike and not the physical old man Tomokichi Taike. In addition, the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike is the same as our core warmth. The consciousness of Mother is the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, is your true heart.